When it comes to Elvis tribute acts, Ben Portsmouth is the real deal. He's played to sell-out audiences across the globe and soon to appear at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells. So Ben Portsmouth, Elvis Presley, is in the building. Ben, welcome, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Lynn. Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm afraid I haven't seen your act live, but I have watched some of your recorded performances, both on video and audio. And I have to first of all say, well done. You are so like Elvis in appearance, mannerisms, his voice. It's just amazing.
Very tiny, Lynn. Yeah, checks in the post.
It really is very, really impressive. When did you make the connection between yourself and Elvis? When did you realise you could actually do this?
My dad listened to Elvis in the car when I was a child, so I just sort of cottoned onto it then. And as I got older, you know, I started playing the guitar and learning the chords. And yeah, it just really went on from there. I got like a little band together. We started in the pubs and the clubs, and it just snowballed really. And yeah, I've been lucky enough to go around the world doing it. It's been an amazing ride, as it were.
Well, I mean, you don't sound very old, Ben. So you must have had to study him. I mean,
Oh
are
no,
you
I just put on a different voice for radio.
a... No, you don't. You have a
Well,
very
I'm old
young.
enough, put it that way.
You are. Oh, well, you sound a lot younger. I mean, are you a fan of Elvis?
I am indeed, yeah. I think really it's the only way you could do it, you know, because when you're doing theatre after theatre and travelling and what have you, I think if you didn't like the person, it would become apparent, you know. And I really like how he just come from nothing, you know, such a humble background to this amazing artist and star, and I think he just kind of got better and better as the years went on.
It must have taken a long time to achieve and perfect the performance.
Well, I mean, I just never stop trying to perfect it, I suppose. Yeah, all you can do is do what you can do and just hope that people enjoy it. And I think if you're enjoying it, people enjoy it, and yeah, I think that's the key to it.
Yeah. What do you find the hardest part to imitate of Elvis?
The hardest part is trying to find a good meal when you go into a town or a city. The hardest part actually is, you know, there are certain songs, and it's, for me, it's not so much the obvious ones where obviously singing in a real sort of operatic range or anything like that. It's more the ones, you know, say for instance, Always On My Mind. It's a really hard song to sing because it's such an emotional song, so you've really got to get into maybe how he was feeling and, you know, get a bit deeper.
What do you prefer, his younger years or his later Las Vegas years?
I think as the years went on, Elvis just got better. You know, his voice has matured. He had an amazing sort of range, and just his whole act, the music was definitely better. But yeah, I much prefer the 70s, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it's just the outfits, I know.
Yeah, everything. You know, it was really a climax, hadn't it? You know, it was amazing.
Well, his costumes were amazing, so you have to, I imagine, have quite a wardrobe of jumpsuits with rhinestones on.
I do. I have my own wardrobe of Elvis. Yeah, it's great. It's like Narnia, sort of, in a different world.
Do you have a favourite song of his?
Man, that's a toughie.
Hmm.
They are all good, pretty much. But, you know, American Trilogy is a real great song. My Way, Unchained Melody. It just goes on and on. It's really the 70s ones that really stand out for me.
They must be very challenging vocally, though. Well,
Yeah, it's part of it as well. You know, it's nice to be challenging. Yeah, you know, he had this one hell of a voice, and you're just
yeah.
trying your best to sort of get anywhere near it, you know.
Oh, well, you certainly do that. Well, should we have a short break and listen to one of your songs?
Yeah, why not?
So I thought, well, let's have an uplifting one, shall we? How about What Did I Say?
I think we need it, yeah.
Okay, all right, let's hear it. Brilliant song, Ben. Well done. And you just sound so like him. It's incredible. It really is.
I mean, I think no one looks like Elvis on planet Earth, and if anyone ever did, like, you know, best of luck to him.
But you do. You have such a strong likeness to him. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe it is just clever makeup and hair. Do you have to work very hard to get that likeness?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always trying to perfect things, whether it's performing or the look, what have you. I mean, I'm lucky enough, I've still got my own hair. All I do now is actually just stick on some sideburns because I found it's just a lot easier. and I kind of don't really want to have sideburns because it's, you know, I understand in the 70s it was like sort of cool thing to do, but like Elvis when I'm shopping in Waitrose.
I was going to ask you about the hair, and I wasn't sure whether I could, you know, is it a wig or is that your hair?
You can ask me whatever you want. Whatever I'm going to answer is another matter. yeah, it is indeed. Yeah, I'm lucky to still have my hair, so that's good.
So you have the jet black and the Elvis style, and,
yeah,
and
I dye it black. Like Elvis dyed his black. So yeah, I just
Well, it looks fantastic. So for you then, Ben, standout performances or moments that you look back on and say, yeah, I really nailed that one, or, you know, that was fantastic. Anything that stands out?
I really did. Well, I mean, the David Letterman show was a real amazing experience for me. And, you know, to go on it and sing American Trilogy, it was incredible, you know, great experience.
Well, I saw the video of that and... first of all, congratulations. That's amazing to go on live on the Letterman show. It's a huge achievement. Must have been scary, so scary, and singing live too. How was it?
Yeah, it was very daunting, if I'm honest. I was in this little theatre, the Ed Sullivan Theatre, in New York, and that's actually where Elvis performed himself. So that was just a great opportunity. Yeah, I'm kind of used to theatres, but then obviously I've got this camera in front of me and I'm thinking, Luminette. You know, all these people that are watching me and will be watching me afterwards. Yeah, it was daunting, but you kind of just got to get that out of your mind and just go for it, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, it was a great performance, and he was very impressed, wasn't he?
He seemed to enjoy it. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's an Elvis fan, so it was actually David Letterman and Al Pacino. Apparently, Al Pacino had been on not so long ago, and they were chatting about, oh, you know, who should do what, and yeah, they reckon I should have done American Trilogy, which I got to do. So I think Mariah Carey was supposed to be on the same night when I was there, and I was really looking forward to sort of saying hello to her, but last minute she pulled out or something.
Oh, shame. Oh, no, well, no, she missed out meeting you.
Well, you could look at it like that.
Yeah. So you're appearing at the Assembly Hall, Tunbridge Wells. Can you tell us a little bit about the show, what people can expect?
Yeah, coming back to Tunbridge Wells again. Yeah, it's always a lovely theatre to play at. And I'll be doing all the stages of Elvis's career, from where he started out with some studios, movies, where he came back in 68, come back in the leather outfit. And then in the second half, we do like an Elvis kind of concert, just like the 70s.
So you've got a band on stage with you too?
I do indeed, yeah. I have a live band. Yeah, we do our best to recreate what it may have been like to see Elvis in concert, you know?
Oh, that's amazing. It sounds fantastic. So we are sadly out of time, Ben. So congratulations on being internationally renowned as one, if not the best Elvis tribute in the world today. It's a great achievement. So well done for that. Ben Portsmouth is Elvis at the Assembly Hall Theatre, Tunbridge Wells. Don't miss what promises to be an amazing event. Get your tickets. You won't be disappointed. Ben Portsmouth, thanks again for chatting to me today.
Hey. Thank you, Lynn. Yeah, thanks for having me. See you at Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah, we will. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you've got to say thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, that's cheesy.
Nice one.